That's our latest farm and ranch news. I'm Casey Shepherd on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.
At CHS, we know what it takes to feed and fuel the world, to integrate a global ag and energy supply chain, to advocate for farmers in their fields and around the world, to build communities, invest in rural America, and empower rural economies. It takes courage, conviction, commitment. It takes the nation's leading farmer-owned cooperative. It takes a co-op. It takes CHS.
Butler's Gold has been developed for later planting and is one of the golden grain varieties from OSU. It features end-use quality well above the norm and at the same time offers high yield potential. Butler's Gold delivers strong protection against stripe rust and leaf rust and consistent high protein content and protein quality. Test weight, protein, and baking qualities are similar to Double Stop CL+. Learn more about Butler's Gold by going to okgenetics.com.
Well, lots of farmers and ranchers and ag groups really wondering at this point when we're going to pass a farm bill. Multiple ag groups have sent letters and commodity groups are telling members of Congress an updated farm bill with an adequate federal farm safety net is needed right now. I had the opportunity to speak with AFR President Scott Blubaugh, who also just got back from Washington, D.C., and he also is discouraged about the lack of a farm bill.
Fired about a year ago, and very, very little progress has been made since that time in getting us a farm bill done. And so there's big holes in the farm safety net right now, and we really need to get this done. But I will tell you, from all of my visits up on Capitol Hill and with the administration, I'm not very hopeful. Matter of fact, this is probably the most demoralizing visit I've had up there on Capitol Hill because people are so entrenched up there that they will not give an inch on either side of this issue. And so I just don't see a way anytime soon that we get a farm bill. Now, maybe after the elections are over with, all that shakes out, maybe they can come to some sort of a compromise, but don't hold your breath on it. I pointed out to him, Casey, that we've never had a farm bill ever that was not a bipartisan farm bill. And that's the only way we can get one, because neither side has enough votes to pass a farm bill by themselves. So they have to, they've got to have bipartisan support or we're not going
to
get one.
AFR members had the chance to hear from Ag Secretary Tom Vilsack, and Blubaugh said he seems to feel the same way. It's going to be hard to get a farm bill done this year.
You know, the House, the Senate, the administration, everybody feels the same way, but neither side will give an inch. So in the meantime, our farmers and ranchers, you know, we're putting in a bad position with the unknown. Bankers, they don't like unknowns. So when you're trying to do farm renewals on your loans and all of that, it makes it tough for the bankers to say yes when we don't know if we have a farm safety net or not, and we don't know if we have a farm bill, if we're going to get one. Will we get a continuance of the same old bill that we've had for 6 years now? That's inadequate. And let's just face it, those price indexing there was based on numbers 6, 7, 8 years old. And now here we are, and we've had inflation that nobody expected. And we've got grain prices are down 40% of what they were pre-COVID. So it's kind of, and our interest rates are tripled. We have a lot of pressure on our grain farmers throughout the United States.
To hear my complete conversation with AFR President Scott Blubaugh, you can go to OklahomaFarmReport.com. You've got farm news. Oklahoma Ag Mediation is a program offered free of cost to agricultural producers. Cheyenne Sparks tells us more about the program.
Oklahoma Ag Mediation program facilitates mediations across all 77 counties of Oklahoma. Anybody that is in agriculture, whether you're a lender, you're a producer, you work contract, you have fence line disputes, family farm transitions, if you are in agriculture in any kind of conflict, we're here to help. And it's just to make sure that the conversation keeps going.
For more information, you can go to okmediation.gov. That's your latest farm and ranch news. I'm Casey Shepherd for OklahomaFarmReport.com.